Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the Kahal Shari Avram Ion HaParsha series. We are holding Baruch Hashem on the Parshias of Bahar B'chukosai. We are going to focus this week on one mitzvah that comes up in the Parsha of Bahar. The Pasuk says in Perek Chof Hei, Pasuk Ches, as it's discussing the halachas of Shemitah and Yovel, V'safarta lecho sheva shabosais shanim, sheva shanim sheva pa'amim. You shall count for yourself seven Shemitah years. 7 years, seven times. V'hayu l'fa yimei sheva shabosais hashanim teisha v'arboim shana. And you will have a sum total of 49 years. And this is the mitzvah of sfiras sheva shabosais shanim, the mitzvah of counting all the shmitas to come to the aggregate and the conclusion of the shana hayovel. This mitzvah is counted in many of the Mone HaMitzvahs, including the Chinuch in Maramakom number 1 in mitzvah Shin Lamed. Mitzvah Sfiras Sheba Shabbos Hashanim Limnos Hashanim Sheba Shanim Ad Shnas HaYovel Shenemar V'Safarta Lecha. This mitzvah is also brought by the Rambam and many others as well. The question is on a basic, simple level. What is the oifen, what is the performance required to fulfill this mitzvah? Says the Chinuch in Maramaka number 2 in a continuation, V'cheini a mitzvah shehayu moinim shana shana v'shavua shavua. Shoshanim ad shnas hayovel, k'moy she'anu moinim yimei ha'omer. We know, Baruch Hashem, today we are in the yimei ha'omer, counting from Pesach to Shavuos haba'alinu l'toiva. So we count the days and we count the weeks. Says the Chinuch, the Shemitah countings up to Yovel parallel the minyan and the sfira of the omer. You both count the years, so every single year you make a counting. This is year 1, this is year 2, this is year 3. When you get to Yovel, you include it and incorporate it as well. This is 7 years, which is 1 Yovel, 1 Shemitah. This is 14 years, which is 2 Shemitahs, v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. So the mitzvah has both a counting of years and a counting of the Shemitahs. However, if you look at the Rambam in Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph, of Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel, the Rambam only includes the mitzvah of counting the Shemitahs. That means that you only fulfill this mitzvah every 7 years. But in years 1 through 6, there's no counting. Year 7, absolutely. Years 8 through 14, 8 through 13, absolutely nothing. Years 14, yes. It's a mitzvah in counting the Shemitahs, but not counting the Shanim. Says the Rambam, Maramaka number 3, Mitzvahs aseh lispor Shanim sheva sheva, ulekadesh shnas hachamishim. So a simple but fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and the Chinuch is the mitzvah of Sfiras HaYovel, like Sfiras HaOmer, where you count both the days and the weeks, and the parallel would be you count both the years and the Shemitahs. That's the Shita of the Chinuch. However, the Rambam is of the opinion that the minyan, the Sfira of Yovel, is distinct and in contradistinction to the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, whereas by the Omer, you count both the days and the weeks. But when it comes to the Yovel, you only count the Shemitahs. One machlekes rishayna. Just to make another nekuda, which is Lefer Lechule Alma, in Marmaka number 4, says the Chinuch, this mitzvah is exclusively on Bezdin. V'zois ha-mitzvah kolemer zois ha-sfira shoshnei shmita ad shnas ha-yevel hi-nimseres le-bezdin ha-gadol kolemer ha-sanhedrin. This is not an individual mitzvah where everybody in Klai Yisrael every single year makes their own tabulation, their own counting, their own calculation. Unlike Sfiras ha-emer, where everybody does, in fact, make their own counting. When it comes to the mitzvah of Sfiras ha-yevelis, in that only Bezdin is tasked with this mitzvah, and it is not an individual, personal, private mitzvah prati. That is the important nekuda, just to be mamshech into the chabura. But there's a big machlekes rishonim, and at least three shitas in the rishonim. How do you understand what exactly are we doing? How exactly are you mekayim this mitzvah? We saw from the Chinuch and Ramachlekes, you have to count the years and the shmitos, or just the years, or just the shmitos. That's one machlekes. But when it comes to the practical fulfillment of the mitzvah, what do you have to do when you're fulfilling the mitzvah? So if you look at the Ramban, last week's parsha, in Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Tesvav, the Ramban actually distinguishes between Sfiras HaOmer and Sfiras HaYovel. Says the Ramban, Maramaka number 5, V'tam v'sefartim lachem. The Torah says v'sefartim lachem, to you, by Sfiras HaOmer. K'moy v'lakachtem lachem, she'tehei svira l'kicha l'kol echad v'echad, she'yimne b'piv v'yazgir feshboinai. Kasher kibbo rabbeisenu. Sfiras HaOmer is an individual mitzvah, and it has to be verbalized, it has to be vocalized in Mekayim the mitzvah. That's Sfiras HaOmer. V'ein kein v'safra la dezavin. When a zavin and a zava have the mitzvah of counting, says the Ramban, that's not an active counting. It's not a verbalization. That's not the kiyam ha-mitzvah. All it is just to have a passive tracking to make sure you know where you're up to. But there's no active positive mitzvah to count. Sharei imratzu imde betumasim ella shelo yishkechuhu v'chein v'safar delafa by us as well. The whole mitzvah is just not to forget where you're up to. So it is a passive tracking of the years, but not an active counting of the years. So Sfiras HaOmer is an active counting. Sfiras HaYavleis is only a passive tracking. And he says at the bottom of Nafkamina, that's why there's no bracha, because the mitzvah is actually not to count. It's just not to forget. It is a negatively couched mitzvah. However, if you look at Taisvis in Ksuvis on Daf Ayin Beis, Taisva goes to the other extreme. Not only is it a positive, active mitzvah that even has to be verbalized with your peh, like Sfiras HaOmer, and says Taisva's consequently is also a bracha, because it's exactly like Sfiras HaOmer. By Sfiras HaOmer, we count with our mouths. It is a positive, proactive counting, and that necessitates a bracha. So too, Sfiras HaYovel also is a proactive, positively couched, determinative mitzvah where you have to count b'peh, and that's why you actually have to make a bracha as well. Says Taisa, the Yeshua, the Ein Nevarachim Ella B'Yovel, Shem Nevarachim Bezdin Mechol Shana, Shil Oilem Yuchal Limnas Keseda V'Fein Oimer, Abol Zava, Shem Tira Tister, Ein La Limnas. Says Taisa, Sai Sfiras HaOmer, Sai Sfiras HaYovel, you absolutely do make a bracha, because the mitzvah is a classic, normative, kiyum mitzvah. Just Zav is a little bit different. Right now we have two extremes in the mitzvah. The Fidur Ramban, it is a negative, passive mitzvah, just to not keep loss and lose the Cheshbon, but not a positive, proactive mitzvah to count. Of course, there's no bracha, l'fi the Ramban. Says Tosfos, no, it's a regular positive kiyum mitzvah that you have to count. You count with your peh, memeli you make a bracha. There's a middle shita, which is Rabbi Kiv Eger in Maromoka number 7, in Chuvais, in Simen Chavtes. He brings a Tosfos in Menachas on Daf Samechei. This Rabbi Kiv Eger, based upon the words of Tosfos, I would say is a middle shita. He says the mitzvah is a positive mitzvah to count. But the mitzvah does not have to be verbalized or vocalized. It can be an internal counting. It's something that can be done in an endophasic fashion, where you don't have to actually enunciate and bring to the fore the actual counting. You can just do it in your mind. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, so it is a positive, proactive mitzvah, but it can be done in one's mind, and then one does not have to use one's mouth to fulfill the mitzvah. He says, nafkamina would be a bracha. Mitzvahs that can be fulfilled in one's mind do not have on them a takana of bracha. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger,
why not?
It is a positive mitzvah. It is a mitzvah deraisa. The sphere like Moshe Kosov Haran, the Gemiri Lehu, the Bishar Sphirois, Chut me Sphirois HaOmer, Ein Sarach Lahaitzi Besfosov HaMinyan. Sphirois HaOmer, of course, we know it has to be verbalized, it has to be vocalized, maybe it's not even Shemeya Ka'ina by Sphirois HaOmer for this reason. But by Sfiras HaYovel, that's not the case. It is a positive, active mitzvah, but it's only in one's mind and not with one's mouth. A important yisoid based upon the words of the Ran, that any mitzvah that can be done belev does not have a bracha that is attached to it. So we really have three shitas. You have Taisus and Ksubis on one extreme, where the mitzvah is to make a regular maisa mitzvah with one's mouth. In Mela, you have a bracha. You have the shita of Rabbi Kiva Eger in the middle, where it's also a acted of positive mitzvah of counting, but it does not have to be vocalized. It does not have to be vocalized. It is a sub-vocal kiyum ha-mitzvah. And then you have the shita of the Ramban, where the mitzvah is not at all a active positive mitzvah. It's just a mitzvah that can be fulfilled passively, just not to lose cheshbon of where you're up to, but nothing positively or proactively has to be done. Okay, we'll do one more inyan, just to bring it from Sfiras HaYovel to Sfiras HaOmer, because that is the inyan that we are now hopefully all still being Isaac in. So this is a classic Chakira in Sfiras HaOmer, a classic Machlekes, but sometimes it's good to chash the classics. And if it's not classic by you yet, so we'll make a classic right now together, and then it will in fact become at that stature. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer in Tav Pei Tes Ches. Let's say somebody, unfortunately, yes, we've all forgotten to count Sfiras HaOmer, don't feel so bad about it. If you forgot to count, can you count the next day with a bracha? Im Shachach Levarach Be'echad Me'ayamim, Bein Yem Rishon, Bein Bishar Yamim, Sefer Bishar Yamim Beloy Bracha. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you continue counting but without a bracha. So, of course, just as a simple understanding, what is this yesoid? Either I continue counting with a bracha or I don't count at all. What's this middle ground where I continue counting without a bracha? So says the Mishnah Berurah in Marmukah number 9, really in Lamed Hei, Lamed Vav, and Lamed Zayin. The Shaila is, how do we understand Sfiras HaOmer? Is it one cumulative mitzvah, which begins on day 1 and ends on day 49? And if the mitzvah is to count a unit of 49 days, if that's the mitzvah, so if you missed any day in the middle, of course, you lost the rest of the mitzvah because you can't make a cumulative counting. Perhaps the mitzvah is not like that. Perhaps it's 49 disparate mitzvahs, 49 disparate countings, and each one is an individual kiyum ha-mitzvah and an individual ma'aseh mitzvah. So, okay, so I forgot the 8th day. Okay, so I'll do the 9th day. I forgot 10, so I'll do 11. Every single day that you're mekayim is a separate individual mitzvah. So that's the chakir of the Mishnah Berurah, really shtal from the Rishonim. Is Sfiras HaOmer one cumulative mitzvah of 49 days of counting a unit? It's one large tabulation and enumeration, or it's 49 separate mitzvahs. Anaf Kabina, if you forgot and it's one big mitzvah of 49, of course you can't continue counting because you no longer have that cheshbon of 49. But if the mitzvah is 49 individual mitzvahs, every day that I'm able to be mekayim, I should be able to be mekayim the mitzvah, and the Thidat Shita Eina Chanami. There's one more nafkamina between these two shitas, and that's brought in the chinuch in Hocher Sfiras HaOmer. Says the chinuch, what's going to be marmakah number 10, which happens every single year to many, many people? A child is 12 years old, a boy, and he becomes bar mitzvah in little Sfiras HaOmer. So he becomes a mitzvah, let's say, on Lag BaOmer. Tomorrow, we'll make it nice and easy. Does he begin counting with the bracha, Hayayim Yayim, Lag BaOmer? Or perhaps because when he was a katan, he was a lav bar chiyuva, so even if he counted b'teras chinuch, but he wasn't chayiv me'ikr hadin, so now he can no longer begin counting on day 33, because he became a gadol today. Or if I cared, maybe he could start counting on day 33 and there's no problem. If you look at the chinuch inside, in the minchas chinuch inside of Maranaka number 10, he said this chakir, this shayla, is totally in what we just spoke out. If the mitzvah is one big mitzvah of counting from 1 to 49, so he missed the first 32 days, of course he can't just start counting on day 33. The mitzvah is a cumulative mitzvah of counting one unit. But if the mitzvah is 49 individual countings and every day is its own individual mitzvah, Sevot Geiz Mir'an, who cares if he missed days 1 through 32, 33 and on, every one of those days he gets a kiyum mitzvah. So two nafkaminas, whether it's one big mitzvah or 49 separate mitzvahs, one mitzvah, if you miss, can you continue with a bracha? Other nafkamina, a katan shenis gadol, can you begin counting with a bracha? So we covered a bunch of inyanim, we covered the mitzvah. Is it years and shmitais or just shmitais? It's mitzvah on bezdin. Is it a passive mitzvah? Is it an active mitzvah in your mind, an active mitzvah with one's mouth? And a shayla of whether you have a mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer as one cumulative mitzvah or 49 individual mitzvahs. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.